Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hello, everybody. It's Jeremy. I'm so glad to be with you today as we step into Nehemiah chapter 5 and my little devotional called Give a Little Bit. You might remember a long time ago when COVID first began and everybody had this whole mindset that we were in this together. We were going to flatten the curve. You know, I still remember being in a line, of course, a drive-through line at Starbucks since inside was shut down. And a car cut right in front of me from the opposite direction. My initial response is, of course, to complain to my wife who's sitting there with me. And I can just feel kind of my blood starting to boil going, well, that's not right. We're supposed to be in this together. Not only this guy had his music super loud. He was in a convertible. And I just remember I could, even with our windows up, I could hear his songs. He kept not pulling forward to the car in front of him. The line kept backing up behind me. And I'm just sitting there thinking, we're wasting time. My life is ticking away. So we finally pull up the window after we made our order, and I was shocked. It turned out the guy who cut me off paid for our whole order. I was in disbelief. And apparently, he's been doing this. This was his normal thing. He had done this for many people before me. See, what I'm trying to say is some people live generously. Some people tend to give a little more time or a little more money, maybe a little more effort, or even a little more care than others. And that's what we see in Nehemiah. He cared deeply for God. He cared deeply for his people. When he started working on the wall and seeing the destruction, he had to give everything he had to that project. But he noticed something else while he was back home. The people there were just as broken spiritually and relationally as the wall was physically. So he had to give all he had to fix those people as well. Not only did he manage the project, but he coordinated an effort to right the wrongs that the past leaders made. On a normal night, he had over 150 people at his table, feeding them, taking care of them, getting to know them during the rebuilding process. He didn't take a tax or a payment for any of it, even though that was his right as the leader. See, Nehemiah lived differently. He lived generously. There's much we can learn from this part of the story. Nehemiah shows us that personal generosity can help shape a culture. Maybe it's our turn to reshape the culture that's around us by listening to the Holy Spirit and living generously also. Maybe you have some time to listen to someone, or maybe you have some gifts or abilities that could benefit someone around you. Maybe someone needs some groceries or their coffee paid for. And by you living generously that way, it can change how they see the world. So take some time. Ask God where you might need to live a little more generously with what He's given you. And then if you're bold, go ahead and do it. I hope you find a little encouragement in today's devotion. I hope you're well. I love you all. I'm praying for you all. I hope you guys have a great day and a great rest of the week. Thanks.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.